interesting now because now we are at work putting some of the executive orders into law through the deliberative process. We've had time to have feedback and so on over the last many months. But this was done on April 30th also. Many of the executive orders were put in the form of bills, passed out of the House and Senate, and put on the governor's desk for her signatures to help ensure the smooth transition we all need, our state needs, when we transition from a state of emergency to resuming our democratic process of government and form of governing. She did veto all those bills back then and then extended the state of emergency, and the rest is history.